Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Power, and I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest today is all the way from Bernardsville, New Jersey, Tara Gilvar, who is the founder and CEO at BIG, which stands for Believe, Inspire, Grow. Welcome, Tara.
Thanks, Nicole. It's my honor to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy you are here. Now, let's just jump right into it. We have a lot to cover. I want to talk about who you were before you actually launched BIG back in March of 2009.
Okay, well, I actually went to college up in Boston at BC, and I was a political science major. And so when I got out of college, I started working for the Massachusetts State House as an assistant press secretary. And I did that for a number of years and dabbled in a lot of politics up in Boston. And then had the opportunity to go work for a big public relations agency in Boston, Mullen. I think a lot of people are familiar with them, and work on some really amazing brands like the Timberland Company and Osram Sylvania Lighting that is headquartered up in Peabody, Massachusetts. So I loved what I did back then, and I was very interesting when people asked me what I did for myself back in the day.
Okay, so political arena to advertising, and what made you decide that you wanted to come back to the workplace and really come back in a really different way?
Well, you know, my path was very similar to so many women. The big change in my life, and what I like to say, when I did the ball drop for Sylvania Lighting in Times Square in 1996, I was 7.5 months pregnant. So I had a child, my first child that year, and that changed everything for me. So I took time out of the workforce to raise my children. I have three children. And it was probably around the time when my youngest started kindergarten that I looked in the mirror and said, okay, now what am I going to do with myself? And I didn't anticipate what BIG had become, but I did have that trigger moment at that time that said, okay, I need to figure out what I'm going to do with the rest of my life at this point.
Mm-hmm. And BIG really is a woman's support, education, and networking group that you basically founded in March of 2009. And it's really thousands of women at this point. What I want to ask you is, why do you feel it's so fundamentally important for women entrepreneurs or even women in transition to come together?
Yeah, well, I mean, as I say often, is I didn't intend to be an entrepreneur. I had kind of stumbled upon something that resonated with a lot of women. And I thought, after I realized it, that it was my responsibility to move it forward, that I had found something that was helpful to women, and that I had this absolute obligation or requirement in my life to keep it moving forward. So what we discovered was that women, there was a gap. Women were looking for a place to find a place to reengage in their professional life, and they didn't know how to do it and keep their personal and their family life whole. And so we started this by offering a support organization where people could feel comfortable as women and professional women to be vulnerable and explore. And they didn't have to know all the answers to come to our group. It was a place where they could find and explore what's next in their life, and had all of the support from the women. And I think with the difference between what we've discovered and what's out there was that a lot of the times women's organizations were for women that already had their act together, or at least pretended they did. And they didn't have a place to kind of throw around ideas, brainstorm, and try to figure out this environment. And so that's what we offer most, is this place for women to explore their own purpose and to find personal and professional fulfillment in their lives. That's really what we try to do for them. And then education is a tool that we give them to help that process. And then networking is an outcome that happens just because, as women, when we're in a room together, we are networking and we're exploring and trying to help each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the network is sort of the byproduct, and it just comes naturally.
Exactly.
And so really the missing link with the entrepreneurs that you were seeing when you first launched this back in your living room, you had 42 people come. And really the missing link, like you said, was the women that didn't have a complete act together, or they had a business, but they were missing some aspects of their business that weren't taking them to the next level.
Right. And that's how we started. But, you know, we've been doing this for 5.5 years now. And, you know, you come to find out that it really doesn't matter where you are on the professional chain. You could be, you know, a stay-at-home mom that is just not even sure at all what's mm-hmm. next. Or you could be an executive, corporate executive with, you know, a six-figure salary and a big business card. We're all the same in that there are moments in time in our lives where we struggle and we don't feel self-confident and we mm-hmm. don't know what we're doing for the next challenge that life throws at us. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of responsibilities outside of our professional world as women, and we want those responsibilities to be part of our lives, taking care of our children, taking care of our parents, and, you know, keeping our home the way we want it. And so we've pulled in a lot of directions, and it really doesn't matter where you are on the food chain in your professional world. We all need some level of positive peer support from each other. And that doesn't matter where you are. It's not just for the beginner. It's for all women mm-hmm. because we all struggle.
Mm-hmm. And so did you ever have any doubts about what Big was going to become?
I don't know if I had doubts about what Big was going to become, because I don't know if I had a preconceived expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was this unveiling, and it was a wonderful world of discovery, self-discovery and discovery in business and getting these affirmations from women who thought that this was a great idea and it helped them. But, you know, I do sometimes doubt that maybe I personally can bring it to the full potential that it could be. And just like every woman, I think I have to keep reinventing myself and reinvigorating mm-hmm. myself and getting information and support from women.
And surrounding yourself with women that can help you get there, because we
exactly.
can't do it alone.
No, and you know, and it has to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we create a culture where women feel that there are really people in that room that are looking to collaborate and not compete with them,
yes,
and are looking to support them for no mm-hmm. other purpose but because they want to help them,
yeah,
not to get but to give,
mm-hmm.
and I think we as women particularly are natural beings. We want to help. Where that help feels bad to us mm-hmm. is when we feel taken advantage of.
Yes.
So, you know, for a lot of years, I know the years that I grew up in the professional world in the late 80s and the 90s, you know, we were very vulnerable, and then we were told not to be, that that was unprofessional, or we were being ridiculous of what we were giving and not being paid for it with
mm-hmm.
dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we've leveled that back so much, and we're so guarded that there's a lot of opportunities that we're holding back from offering to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can change the culture, I think we can all do a lot of things much better, and we could actually be happier doing them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to go to a quick break shortly. But before we go to break, I do want to touch a little bit on what you have taken, or where you've taken Big since you launched in March of 2009. This past April, you launched a new program of Big, which is called Big Plus.
Right.
And so let's, we have about a minute or two. Can we start by talking about how Big Plus provides that path to profitability for women entrepreneurs?
Sure, sure. Well, what we found over time was Big is a great incubator for women. It's a great place for them to brainstorm and get their ideas sorted and get their vision for their business. But then once they got that plan and they've got some solid path that they want to take their business, then we needed to offer them something else. We needed to offer them a way of taking this idea and actually make money. And, you know, business equals money, and we can't be naive about that. And so we've created Big Plus as a way to take our members and give them another level so that they can take it to where they want it to go financially. And you can't go financially until you have the first part done. But once you do, we've offered Big Plus to be able to help them to the path to profitability, as you mentioned, and make money, not necessarily money for money's sake, but money to fuel the dreams and the goals of their business.
And so really, a woman listening now can join the Big group and really thrive with all that education and support. But again, another woman who already possibly might have all of that education down would really want to come on board and join Big Plus to really take it to the next level, which is quite possibly a six-figure income.
Absolutely. I mean, we already have women in the pool at Big Plus that are already doing that, and that they were already successful in their entrepreneurial ventures, and they needed more information. I mean, all you have to do is look at social media and realize that what you knew last month, you need a new education about that this month, because life changes so quickly because of the internet and because of technology, that even what you were doing well 6 months ago was working for you, you have to have the information to be able to plan for the future in order to stay viable in the business world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to go to a quick break and come back with Tara Gilvar, the founder and CEO at BIG, which stands for Believe, Inspire, Grow, and her website is believeinspiregrow.com. I'm Nicole Perry. You're listening to 95.9 WATD.
Hello, this is Jessica Breisch, owner of Brierley Events. As my favorite saying goes, in a world where you can be anything, be yourself. I believe the same holds true for your wedding day or special event. I take the time to get to know you and your unique style and custom build your planning package. All celebrations symbolize a special time in life, and we will be there with you every step of the way to create your dream day. Please visit BrierleyEvents.com. That's BRIERLEY events.com or Facebook/Brierley Events.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? BIG, Believe, Inspire, Grow, offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs. It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. BIG is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit believeinspiregrow.com today.
Hi, my name is Erin Kennedy, founder and CEO with Artworks Hair Design. We offer on-site hair and makeup to bridal parties and are home-based in Hyannis, Massachusetts, with the expansion into West Coast Florida and New York City. For our brides, we come to your home or venue and make your special day effortless, beautiful, and keep your morning stress-free. For the salons, we can train your staff to increase your productivity with weddings and special events with the art of dressing your hair. I look forward to designing your bridal party or training your professionals. For more information, visit Artworks, A-R-T-W-O-R-X, hairdesign.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm Nicole Perry, your host, and my guest today is Tara Gilvar. She is the founder and CEO at BelieveInspireGrow.com. And Tara, right before the break, we were talking about how Big Plus can provide that path to profitability for women. I want to ask you, what specific strategic methods does Big Plus have to offer?
Well, what we have been able to do with Big Plus, thanks to, you know, creating this network of amazing women, is we've been able to tap into the resources of some of the most amazing coaches out there who specialize in certain aspects of business, mm-hmm. as well as business executives in the corporate world who are willing to share their words of wisdom with our women entrepreneurs. So we've assembled an amazing team of people in all aspects of business, from financial to social media, to marketing and branding, sales, all the elements of business that we need to perfect in order to be successful. And we're able to bring their information and their programs right to these women, and they're able to participate in the the comfort of their own home. So it's not really supposed to be something that they have to put additional time into. We record all the information so that they can listen to it at their pace. And so we've provided this entire online wealth of information that's meant specifically for women entrepreneurs at different stages. And so that has been the cornerstone of Big Plus. But then we also do other programs. We do peer accountability programs so that they can start to work with another woman entrepreneur at their same level and start to debate some issues that they might be having in their business. Mm-hmm. And we just keep leveling on more and more programs as the needs arise and as the members of Big Plus let their needs be known to us.
And I want to talk about that later on in the show as well, where you see Big and Big Plus going. But yes, I totally can attest to how much I have grown. I'm a leader of one of the pods here in Plymouth. And I have to say, my life is completely 100 degrees or 90 degrees or 180 degrees turnaround. Everything from my business and my personal self-worth and self has completely taken a different turn. And anyway, I'm definitely...
When I hear that, it just makes me so happy and thrilled because, you know, we don't necessarily have a tangible outcome where we could say, look what we've done to these women. But we do know it happens. And we know that by providing really good environments where women can flourish and really find themselves, their true purpose in life, that's what floats our boat and gets us up out of bed every morning. It really, it makes me feel so happy to hear that. And we are so grateful to have you as part of our leadership team, Nicole.
Well, I am thrilled and I'm grateful. And, you know, one of the reasons I'm grateful is because, you know, what we're providing at the meetings is just so full of content and real education. And then when I took the leap to join Big Plus, every single woman that and man, is Mike Michalowicz on the team?
Yeah.
He is. Okay.
He's one of our biggest partners. He's the toilet paper entrepreneur, and he wrote an amazing book called The Pumpkin Plan. And we'll be bringing him around to all of the throughout the organization in 2014 to meet all the women.
Well, I hope to get to meet him again. And, you know, so all of the professional coaches and business executives that you bring to the table are just top notch. These people are like no nonsense. And really, that's what we all want. We just want to move past all the silliness of you know, not knowing what we need to know. And that's one of the great things that I think is about Big and Big Plus.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, this is the joke of women entrepreneurs is that, you know, you come in here thinking, especially you have this great idea and you want to take it to somebody. We want to solve women's problems. We want to, you know, we want to share our joy that we've discovered something amazing with the world and make some money doing it. Mm-hmm. But then we hit an obstacle, right?
Yes.
Because all of a sudden we don't know accounting. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to know every aspect of business. A CEO of a company couldn't run an entrepreneurial business on this first day of his job or her job in their entrepreneurial world because they had other support people doing the parts that they weren't good at. And so we need to understand that, forgive ourselves for our shortcomings, and then surround ourselves with women who know the parts that we don't know and focus our strengths on the parts that we're really good at. And then that combination is success.
Yes.
And until we understand that and know that there are ways of getting around obstacles and that we don't have to shut down and go back into our houses and forget about this idea. Maybe it wasn't worth it. Because it was worth it. It really was worth it. And there's amazing people sitting on the sidelines right now that we would love to just have them explore with us and know that maybe there's something amazing they can offer the world, you know?
And what I do want to sort of share is that, you know, it's like anything else in life. If you don't work hard for it, you know, you're not going to reap the rewards. If, you know, you really have to go to the big meetings and you have to jump on those teleconference calls and you have to absorb everything that you're hearing and then you have to take action.
Yeah, and that's the hardest part, you know. I mean, you only get out of any of what we offer based on what you put in.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime, I mean, we've been so grateful and thankful to all these women that are reaping the benefits of what we're offering. But when we do hear from a woman who occasionally says, I don't think I'm getting, you know, that much out of it, and you mm-hmm. actually ask them what mm-hmm. they put in, you know, they're not showing up at the meetings or they haven't listened to the programs.
That's right.
And there's not a lot we can do for those women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is really at the end of the day, and I have this this plaque in my house that said, behind every successful woman, and the old saying is behind every successful man is a woman, but behind every successful woman is herself.
Mm.
And that is absolutely true. It has nothing mm-hmm. to do with sexism. It has to do with the fact that if you really want this, you have to do the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say we're like Weight Watchers for business because, you know, Weight Watchers had a saying, if you could have done it on your own, wouldn't you have done it by now?
Exactly.
And the fact is, you know, when you go to a Weight Watchers meeting and you step on that scale, okay, and you get the information, you know your points program, and you go home, whether you eat that food that's the brownie for 400 points or
mm-hmm.
or not is your decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of how we operate. You know, we try to give them as many opportunities as we can to get involved with us. And the cornerstone is showing up at these meetings because
mm-hmm.
that's where women want to hang. You know, smart mm-hmm. women want to be in a room,
yes.
physically in a
mm-hmm.
room. And that's one of our biggest benefits also are these meetings because, you know, it's lonely
mm-hmm.
with you and your computer at home.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Yeah, and we do want to help each other. There are some groups out there that, you know, are great groups, but then within the group, there are some women that, you know, you just don't get that vibe that they want to help you. They you know, that you just get a different vibe. And with
yeah.
Big, everyone, we're all like raising each other up and lifting each other up.
Yeah, it's really too bad that some women have the perception that it's, you know, a cold, cruel world out there. Because if you could join in these environments where you see what women, when they collaborate, can accomplish, it's so much more than what they can do alone.
Mm-hmm.
We never have, you know, segmented memberships where say, okay, you can only have this kind of profession. If you're a photographer, then there's no more photographers. Or if you're interior designers,
mm-hmm.
We actually scoff at that because we have multiples of the same professions in
mm-hmm.
one room.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is those women can help each other tremendously
mm-hmm.
in cutting through some of the obstacles of, you know, vendors that they use and even their specialty. We believe women, you know, 20 photographers, each one has a special gift that is different from the other 19. And
that's right.
There's enough people out there that they can build a very healthy business.
Mm-hmm.
Without feeling like they have to be cutthroat
mm-hmm.
in what they're doing.
And some women would not want to belong to Big because we are not a referral network. And so, you know, do you have anything to say to some of those women that might be reserved?
Well, I would say, and I'm smiling when I say this, is that, you know, the difference between the way that I've experienced women wanting to do business as in the wholeness of their womanhood is that they really want to have relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we care about other parts of women's lives. We're not in this for necessarily a transaction. That's a
mm-hmm.
cold kind of calculating way of doing
yes.
business.
Mm-hmm.
And in a bad economy, that never works because there's fewer transactions in when economic turn downward. But in relationship businesses,
mm-hmm.
they stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
People will do more business with people that they've gotten to know, like, and trust
mm-hmm.
than they will for transactions. And yes, it takes a little longer, but we don't keep a quid pro quo calculation between what you give and what you get. We like to say we're a gift place because we see
mm-hmm.
so many women
mm-hmm.
doing amazing amounts of business with dollars associated with it.
Mm-hmm. And it is the gift.
With women that they've dealt with over time, that they've
mm-hmm.
actually supported and given. And the other part of that that people don't think about is the referral. We are a referral business because, you know, when you get to know and like and trust someone, women want to recommend you to their mothers and their
mm-hmm.
sisters and
mm-hmm.
their neighbors and, you know.
Because we want to.
We want to.
Mm-hmm. Not because
and we're
have
not
to.
Doing it so that we get a 20% commission and
mm-hmm.
or we get some big benefit. We
mm-hmm.
want to do it. And
yeah.
I think we've had enough success in that area to say that that's absolutely valid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to go to another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how Big is different from the other groups, and Big Plus as well. I'm Nicole Perry, and you're listening to 95.9 WATD.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on the Dr. Oz Show. Everything You Wish For is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? Big. Believe. Inspire. Grow offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs. It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. Big is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit BelieveInspireGrow.com today.
And welcome back. You're listening to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is Tara Gilvar. She's a founder and CEO at BIG, which stands for Believe, Inspire, Grow. And you can go to BelieveInspireGrow.com to find out some more information about BIG and BIG Plus. And we were just talking about how BIG is really the give place, because we just do love to give to each other and raise each other up. And we are a referral place. We're just not a referral network, but we do refer other women because we want to. And what I want to talk to you about now, Tara, is that I totally am drinking the Kool-Aid. I love BIG. I love what you all stand for. And I believe that really there is no comparison out there today for BIG or BIG Plus. So I just want to ask you, can you have BIG Plus without BIG?
I think you can, but it's like having icing without the cake. You know, clearly the information that we provide is very worthwhile, and certainly and we offer it virtual and online. So absolutely, members of BIG Plus can participate and get very good information and help themselves move forward. But to take away the interactive meetings and actually meet the women that are on some of these calls
face-to-face,
it takes away some of the cornerstones of what we think is the magic. You know, there's something about sitting next to a woman in a room who's getting excited, and the endorphins in the room and the energy. You know, I love, you know, telephone marketing and doing programs on, you know, webinars and seminars. But there's something that misses there that you can't get until you're in the room. And so I would hate to have people miss that. But, you know, certainly there's great information there. But I would, and we could, you know, we could certainly offer it to someone if there's not a pod. We call our local community groups pods in their region. Then certainly we can offer Big Plus to them until we have pods. But if you can have the combination of both, I don't know why you wouldn't want it.
Exactly. And let's talk about, I didn't have that in my notes, but the pods that we all have, like within Massachusetts, it's all inclusive. So when you join Big, you are able to grow your business because you can go down to the Cape, you can go up to Needham, you can go to Marshfield or Plymouth, to the different local pods that are near us.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, in some ways, when I talk about what we offer for value, we're a great value because we really offered Big to solve a problem, mm-hmm. not to make money. I mean, and maybe that's not the best business decision, but we wanted to give women a reason to come and start. And so we've offered our memberships at a very low price compared to a lot of the other groups out there, mm-hmm. that they'll start without using that as an obstacle. And mm-hmm. then we said, you know, why limit the possibilities? And so we opened up every meeting to mm-hmm. everybody. And mm-hmm. it actually is so wonderful because it means that no meeting is ever the same. And mm-hmm. no meeting is not fresh because mm-hmm. women will travel all over the place to mm-hmm. go to different meetings for different reasons. And so mm-hmm. that happens. We call them pod hoppers. All the time. I mean, you know, yes, up in Massachusetts where you are, Nicole, you know, there's some geographic distances, you know, mm-hmm. and we're growing in Massachusetts.
We don't mind driving, though.
Yes. No, you don't. No, especially, you know, Cape Cod has one thing about New Englanders is they're hardy, so they will mm-hmm. not fear getting in their car and driving. So we have pods up in Needham and all the way down to Mashpee. And, we have some inquiries for bringing it up on the North Shore of Boston. And mm-hmm. we hope to do that soon. I mean, my vision for Massachusetts is that we have 20 or 30 groups like we have in New Jersey, and we have about close to that in Connecticut. And so we're growing every single day, and we have mm-hmm. a lot of people. But we need more leaders like you, Nicole, mm-hmm. who are willing to bring this to their communities because mm-hmm. without the leaders, we really can't keep it viable.
That's right. And there's so much value in becoming a leader. I mean, I've learned so much since I joined Big back in September of last year, 2012. I mean, I've changed completely. And, my husband would say, he has said to me that I've never been more alive.
Wow.
And that's a really great compliment coming from him. But
yeah.
So I do want to talk about, becoming a leader. Do you need to be a Big Plus member, or can you start out as a Big member leader and really get your feet in the water and get your toes wet and really kind of explore a little bit there?
Yeah. And I just want to clarify, I mean, it's not a volunteer position.
Mm-hmm.
People often think it is. We pay, a pretty significant percentage of the mm-hmm. membership fee that mm-hmm. the women have from their members back to the leader every month. And, you know, once you get a significant number of members, that can be a nice check for once a month
mm-hmm.
Meeting. And then it is meant to help you grow your business as
yes.
well.
Yes.
So, you know, we encourage the leaders to use it as a platform to, you know, grow relationships with the women in their community and get new customers, both at their local community group, their pod that they run, but also throughout the state that they live in. And then, Nicole, we just saw each other at our annual conference, and that's
mm-hmm.
where, you know, we had almost 200 of our members come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure now that you've left the conference, you've got, you know, relationships with people all over the organization that you
That's
can hopefully
right.
do business with as well.
That's right. And I do want to add that, you know, the compensation that we get as leaders, it really is, and these are your words, it's a validation of the hard work that we do to pull the meetings together. And, you know, almost, it's not even that hard. I mean, when I first became a leader, I thought the hardest thing was going to be able to find speakers. And I have speakers booked into May that I haven't
that's never a problem for us. There is always people mm-hmm. that want to share their wisdom. And quite honestly, we give them an environment where they can market their services. It's supposed to be, you know, the speakers
That's right.
are supposed to absolutely come with education.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take the premise that you will do business with people you get to know, like, and trust, well, you can't get to know, like, and trust anybody unless you get to meet them.
That's right.
And so that's the first step. And so
mm-hmm.
we have these amazing women. And it's true everywhere. There is so much, you know, unbelievable passion and
mm-hmm.
and information and resources and expertise right in our own communities
mm-hmm.
that we are not tapping into, and we haven't had the ability to have a forum to find these people. And we're hoping that we become those forums.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are. I believe you are. Now, you know, this is something that really has sort of, I'm just amazed by the fact that every time I go to a meeting, we feel so safe to bear our souls with each other.
Yeah.
And Even I feel completely safe when I'm speaking to the business professionals and the coaches that are on the panel. How do we feel so safe?
Well, you know, I don't know is the answer. it's more of a sociology issue, but mm-hmm. I can tell you that, you know, we always think Kleenex could be a good sponsor for us.
Because, oh my gosh, yes.
But you know, I look at it, it kind of makes a lot of sense. Here we are, mm-hmm. you know, most of us are, you know, in the second phase of our lives, you know, our members are between the ages of late 30s all the way into the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever you haven't accomplished yet, you might think already passed by for mm-hmm. one reason or another. I mean, we always have obstacles in life, whether it's, you know, when the kids go back to school, whether that's college or kindergarten, that's a moment of change. But so is divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So is economic changes in our lives when money that we used to have is no longer, or, you know, health is a huge factor now among women in our group. And, you know, taking care of our parents. Whenever life brings us change, the women's lives are the first ones to get off the path
mm-hmm.
that they were on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we may feel like what we wanted is gone.
Yeah.
And if we can give them a chance, and we have so many examples of women that, you know, our poster child for Big is a woman who got divorced, had an amazing executive job in New York City in the garment mm-hmm. district, and when she got divorced, everything changed.
Yeah.
And we asked her childhood dream, and it was to open a bridal shop. She didn't have any money. She had to take care of her kids.
Mm-hmm.
She was in debt. There was no chance in her mind
mm-hmm.
that this was a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the women in the room said, yes, it is. And then she started to believe them. And a year later,
mm-hmm.
she's in her lifelong dream bridal shop that is absolutely thriving above and beyond. She's been on David Tutera's My Fair Wedding. These
mm-hmm.
are the things that are possible,
yeah.
that really, truly possible, if we can help women change mindsets and give them the support.
And I want to say that there are so many other stories that she was like
100.
The beginning of the, you know, back in your living room when you first launched. But there's so many other stories of other women that have.
Oh, I mean, it's phenomenal. And I don't
mm-hmm.
even know all of them. I mean, we've
mm-hmm.
had a woman who donated her kidney altruistically
mm-hmm.
because she felt inspired by the stories of the other woman and she wanted to do something really important with
mm-hmm.
her. I mean, we don't judge women for what they want. We don't
mm-hmm.
care if maybe your dream is just to sell $1,000 worth of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your dream and we help you accomplish that,
yep.
you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is, you know, you need to make six-figure salary to support your family lifestyle or send
mm-hmm.
your kids to college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can help you do that too.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the coaches, getting back to Big Plus, really, it's the information that they provide at all of the telecom. I mean, they are filtering through really powerful information
yeah.
and lots of wisdom from their own experiences. And really, is that how we are able to, you know, sort of take our businesses to that next level when we join Big Plus?
That's definitely part of it. The other thing is, and I think you heard this a lot at the conference, you have to put your big girl pants on,
mm-hmm.
right? So because
mm-hmm.
we talked before about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Big is this wonderful environment that lets you dabble. And it
mm-hmm.
says, okay, take it wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Big Plus is more like, if Big is Weight Watchers, then Big Plus is personal trainer.
Yeah.
So it's saying to you, here's some accountability you have to do here. You
mm-hmm.
know, if you say you want to do this, then you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ask you if you do it.
And here are the tools.
And here are the tools. Here
mm-hmm.
are the tools every step of the way. One of the best successes we've seen so far, and as you said, it only started in April,
mm-hmm.
is I asked at a local Big Plus meeting, we gathered about 20 women, to write down their 3-month goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to send them back to them in 3 months from that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, very respectable. We weren't going to parade their goals around for everyone to look at. It was
mm-hmm.
not in any way something that, it was a very personal accountability. And we sent back 3 months later their goals. And all we did was ask them, if you have met your goal that you wrote to yourself, please share that. And if you haven't, let us know how we can help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got so many women that emailed us back that said not only did they meet their goals, but they doubled and tripled their goals.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then you say, okay, this is working.
Mm-hmm.
If they put into it what they want to get out of it, it mm-hmm. works.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take one last break. We'll be right back with Tara Gilvar, the founder and CEO at BelieveInspireGrow.com. I'm Nicole Perry. You're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WAETD.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Hi, I'm Renee Nardo, and I am the owner of Designs Unique, a full-service kitchen and bath company. At Designs Unique, we believe that it is not only important to design for how you live, we also strive to accommodate your lifestyle and needs. Since we only book one job at a time, there is no more waiting for days or weeks for someone to show up or having to make multiple phone calls. At Designs Unique, we make it easy for you to finally enjoy the kitchen or bath that you've always dreamed of. Contact us at designs-unique.com.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? Big. Believe. Inspire. Grow offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs. It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. Big is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit BelieveInspireGrow.com today.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Tara Gilvar today, the founder and CEO at BelieveInspireGrow.com. And Tara, what I want to talk about now, back to Big Plus and Big, what do you see and what more can we expect? Because you've evolved, obviously, in almost 5 years, you've evolved so much. So what can we look to see in 2014 and beyond?
Sure. Well, we just, as I mentioned, we just keep adding programs as the need arises. So we just started these accountability partnerships where we team up members of Big Plus in different regions. So a Massachusetts Big Plus member is teamed up with maybe a member from Chicago or New Jersey mm-hmm. or Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And we give them points to ponder, if you will, elements that they should say that they need to explore. What is your ideal client?
Mm-hmm.
What is your relationship with money? Those types of questions. So what we're going to do now, we're going to add in 2014, we have a forum on our website where women post, but they do need a little bit more of a push. So what we're going to do is we're going to have accountability, open phone calls where women can discuss, we'll have a discussion forum on the phone where they can share their insights into those questions. So that's one thing. But probably our best and biggest initiative that we're starting to plan for 2014 is a mentorship mm-hmm. program.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished our conference called, Because You're Worth It.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take that on the road because we know that every woman is worth it. And what we found is if we can bring in mentors, and these are women that have already accomplished their entrepreneurial dreams to a certain extent financially at least,
mm-hmm.
$1 million, $10 million businesses, that they have so much wisdom to share with us,
mm-hmm.
and that we'll be doing these forums all around the regions on these mentorship forums, and then that'll probably evolve into some sort of thing online as well as in person.
Okay.
And then I think we'll probably do many more, at the end of the day, Big Plus wasn't supposed to be an in-person event,
mm-hmm.
although once we established this, we got all these requests, when can we meet with our other fellow Big Plus members?
Mm-hmm.
And this idea that you do physically want to be together, we're going to accommodate that as well.
But that's more of a, let's come together and meet each other, whereas really the Big Plus program is so ideal that it is telecommunications and, online information, because we all are getting busier.
Exactly. And so we have that. And, there's a fine line between working in your business and working on your business. Mm-hmm. And what every successful mentor will tell you is that you really need to spend some time working on your business. Or as one of our speakers said at the conference, you're just a hamster on the cage, spinning, and you can't get to the next level unless you take that time. And so sometimes people think they're too busy for that. It's the best investment of your time to work a percentage, 10%, 15% on your business and not in your business.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tara, you have brought Big to the East Coast, and you are expanding beyond possibly California and Florida and other places.
Yeah, we get inquiries all the time for those regions, and we actually are in Chicago. We have a number of groups in Chicago, and we are capable of going anywhere across the country and even internationally, but we want to make sure that we're going to go to places that are going to be successful. And so we try to cluster when we go into new regions so that it's not one group all by itself.
Well, and I can't believe that we are almost out of time.
Wow.
I know, but I do want to ask you, what entrepreneur do you admire today? Who inspires you?
Well, I would say, hands down, Sarah Blakely, the founder and CEO of Spanx. Partly just because, my gosh, didn't she solve a great problem for women?
I'm wearing her product right now. I can't believe that.
Oh, see, there you are, even on radio, huh? I did a little research about her, and she is just so much like the rest of us. When they asked her what her inspiration was for her business, she said her own butt was her inspiration. But what she discovered was a void that was missing for what women wanted. Similar to what we did, very different, but similar. And, like me, I was a political science major. I never took a business course. Neither did she. Mm-hmm. What she learned is you can be amazingly successful if you surround yourself with the right positive people.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tara, for being here today. I'm your host,
Nicole
Perry, and you can contact me directly if you'd like to be on The Power Show. We'll be back next Sunday after the news at noon. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.